Well, it's been just over a year since the Australian Federal Government passed the Treasury Laws Amendments Housing Tax Integrity Bill of 2017. That's a mouthful. Within the bill were a number of changes affecting owners of income-producing properties, including changes to rental property, travel expenses, and a residential property depreciation. The changes to property depreciation were perhaps the most significant change to tax depreciation laws since the 1980s. Today, talking about that is Brad Beer, the Chief Executive of BMT Tax Depreciation. Brad, how are you?
Great, Kevin, and great to be here as always.
Let's talk about the results. These changes that they're having on investors and the property market. For those who aren't aware, what changes were made to depreciation legislation in 2017?
Yeah, look, we'll keep it simple, but... Yeah. In 2017, they, as part of the integrity cleanup of things like that, they thought investors were claiming things they shouldn't on things on travel allowances, etc. They also had this little one in there for depreciation changes, and they went and had a look at the plant and equipment that's claimed in a residential investment property, and basically said that you can no longer claim on second-hand or previously used plant and equipment items, which is things like the carpets, the stoves, the blinds, the curtains that we used to make a claim for if they were second-hand. There's no longer an ability to claim for those things on a second-hand property. The depreciation's got two components. One is the structural part of the building. No changes to that one. That's exactly the same. That's 2.5% of the actual construction cost, providing it's built by the date. But the other piece, where you used to claim against a second-hand stove or curtains, all those things, are no longer able to claim against those. Now, if it's new, you still get to claim against those things, but second-hand properties, they knocked that out. Said no more claims, which was really odd, but they knocked it out. They make their rules, right?
Yep. That's right. That's exactly right. I remember at the time, too, when you and I were talking, I know that you're on a plane quite often, talking to the government, there were many changes. And over time, I guess you really get to see the impact. So who was affected and what can still be depreciated?
So the people that are affected are those... anyone who's bought a second-hand residential property or exchanged it after 7:30 on the 9th of May 2017 when they changed it, those people are now affected by this change and can't effectively claim as much depreciation or claims against their property as they used to be able to before that. Look, they're the only people that affected. Everybody else, commercial property owners, now, buyers of a new property aren't affected. People that buy properties and then add things at a later date, if you buy things, you're still able to depreciate them. If you buy a new stove, a year after you buy the property or just straight after you buy the property, then you get to claim the depreciation as it was. But it's just those people that have bought a second-hand property that the rules have changed for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what change has occurred in the property market over the last year, Brad?
It hasn't had the best time, really. We've had some of the biggest continuing drops. Well, Sydney especially has had some drops over that period of time. I think the average dwelling value is, 4.1% across the whole nation. Mm. Sydney's median's dropped 8.1%, Melbourne 2.6%, Perth, Darwin 4.2% and 8% respectively. So, we've had some of the, a slower market due to many things like, the difficulty of people to get money and settle on and the changes to overseas investment, a bunch of things that have just, cooled off our market over that period of time.
Yeah. How much impact do you think the legislation's had? How much of it's responsible for these changes, do you think?
I don't think that the depreciation change makes a major difference because people still crunch their numbers. We'll get into the numbers at the moment, but there's still substantial deductions there. It's a bit less, but I don't think just that depreciation change is a major reason for people to change their decision. I think depreciation shouldn't be the only reason for buying a particular property in the first place. Mm. It's a cash flow issue that you should work out.
Yeah.
And there's still a fair bit of cash flow change for people that are that are bought after these changes.
Well, just on that topic, are there any areas bucking the trend that investors should consider, in your opinion?
I guess on the numbers, Hobart, Tasmania over that year still actually grew. Hope 9.3%. Now it had a fair bit of growth over that period of time compared to those, obviously. Canberra was still fairly strong through the year, 4% up until November 18. Regional towns still performed okay. Some of those places like Tamworth, Hunter Valley, some of those places still performed okay over the last year. Did. But, that's not the crystal ball. That's the past.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Exactly, yeah. So, Brad, just to wrap this up, talking about those changes to legislation, what does BMT's data show in terms of average depreciation claims that investors are following?
So those changes, as we're saying, who's affected and those that buy second-hand property. But the data that comes that's probably most interesting to say there's still deductions there, I guess, is that in the year before they made these changes, the average first-year claim out of our depreciation reports, and there was something like 65 to 70,000 of them we did, so it's based on a large number, was just under $10,000 in that first year. So in the year after, across all of our reports, the first year's claim was about $8,900.
Yes, it'll be interesting to watch what happens. Thanks for your time, Brad.
Thanks, Kevin.
That's all for today. Thanks very much for your company. Thanks to our contributors. Have a wonderful Christmas with your family, and I look forward to seeing you next Saturday.